We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to Talking Halos. This is Derek C. Apollo with my co-host, my partners of crime, on a Sunday afternoon. Yes, we're crazy. We're doing this while trying to watch football, especially, well, for some of you, it's good football. For others, it's not so good because the Rams, well, let's be real, they suck right now. And the Giants don't for once.
Yes.
Are you pleased with this?
I am. This is good.
This is
playoff
good.
Hopes.
And on the other side here, we have Jared Timms, the Tom Brady worshiper, which automatically puts me in the realm of vomiting in my mouth and then crying endlessly to think I actually associate with this guy. But are you watching yourself some Tom Brady today? You know he's newly single, right?
Just counting down the days till baseball season.
Oh, so you don't even want to comment on that. You don't even want to comment on that.
Can't hate on the GOAT. Can't hate on the GOAT.
Oh, yes, I can. I can. He's Tom Flippin' Brady. I can and I will.
That's my answer, too.
I can and I will.
All right.
So we are starting to get into the offseason. We're starting to see the Angels make some moves. We talked about the Tyler Anderson signing last week. And here we are. The Angels make another move, which raised my eyebrow a bit. I know that it raised you guys' eyebrow a little bit as well. I'm hoping I get his name right. The Angels acquire Gio Urshela. Did I say this right?
Yep.
Yes.
Sweet. For prospect Alejandro Hidalgo in a one-on-one swap with Minnesota, Urshela is going to be 32 next year around June, and that will put him par for the course in terms of the Angels picking up veterans. It is an interesting trade nonetheless. And I guess the first thing I want to ask is, what does this mean? Because we know the Angels were going to be on the market for a shortstop. We're hearing grumbles of them playing him at shortstop. I guess I will start with Nate, because we sure need some negativity to start the conversation.
If he plays shortstop, the Angels are winning 75 games. Let's just get that out of the way right now. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, if this guy's the starting shortstop, they're a last place team, and it's not close, because this guy hasn't played shortstop in 4 years. I think he's actually played shortstop 3 innings or 3 games in the last 2 years. He's not a shortstop. He's a third baseman. He's a very good third baseman, but he is not a shortstop. He would actually fit better at first base than at shortstop, in my opinion. I found the trade kind of confusing. It reminds me a lot of the Matt Duffy signing. And to throw a wrinkle into this as well, I think Gio Urshela was going to get non-tendered if this trade didn't get done. So that's why there wasn't really that much of a return from the Angels, because the Angels just wanted to make sure they got him. But I think he was getting non-tendered.
All right. There's one. Okay, here we go. Jared Timms, the more positive eye view, I believe.
It's an interesting trade. I mean, Nate brought it up with Matt Duffy. Everybody needs a Matt Duffy. Good winning teams have a guy like Matt Duffy who can play all over the diamond. You know, Nate mentioned it. Urshela can play third base. He can play all 4 infield positions, which is valuable in today's game. Didn't give up too much for him in Alejandro Hidalgo, who, side note here, if I, you know, I'm allowed to talk about Alejandro Hidalgo, 91, 93, he's been mid-9s, has a changeup in that back pocket that's flashes above average, and a slider as well. He predicts as a, you know, 5 starter. So Twins can do something with that, you know, tip the cap. There's some potential there. 1 year of Urshela. I'm not a huge fan of giving up 6 years for 1 year. For anybody, even dating back to the Jemai Jones for Alex Cobb trade, I didn't like that one. But Urshela is interesting. The Angels have depth now, and I say that sparingly because they still need a lot more depth to be good. But it becomes very, very interesting on what they're going to do. Is Jared Walsh available opening day? Can you platoon Urshela at first base with Walsh? Where, you know, who's playing second base? Is it Renifo Fletcher? Who's going to be shortstop? There, I mean, I know we can probably break that down. There's been some rumors of the Angels looking at Dansby Swanson here in the last couple of days and really pushing hard for that. So it's just going to kind of depend. And I think Anthony Rendon's your third baseman, regardless of what happens there. So yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting to see exactly what happens here in the next coming, you know, days and weeks, probably next 2 weeks, to see if they get a shortstop. They're going to be in on one of the big shortstops. I mean, end of story.
All right. So my turn. Then I guess I get to be the one who's not so negative. I think it's a good move. I mean, if you have a pitcher who you think Max is a 5-starter, you got plenty of those guys in your organization right now, believe it or not. It's the stories of number 2 and number 1 stars in the organization that makes things a little scary. You don't have those. You have plenty of guys who may be a 5. So it doesn't bother me to give a 6-for-1 in terms of years. If he works out, I don't think he just stays for 1. I think he resigns and resigns affordably. The thing is this. There are a lot of ifs about the Angels roster right now. One, sure, we got Rendon back at the end of the year. He's also been injury prone for the last 2 or 3. You had Walshy who got hurt and who was not having a good season before that. So he gives you versatility, he gives you depth. And if worse comes to worse, those guys are all healthy, you still have a guy you can platoon out when these guys need rest. So I don't have a problem with this at all. He's productive. He you know, hit .285 last year. He doesn't walk a whole lot. He will hit in some ground into some double plays. But, I mean, in terms of offensive productivity, 27 doubles, 13 home runs last year, he'll give you more than Duffy will. So I'm on board for it if he's not your starting shortstop, just like Nate said. And I don't think he is. I don't think that's the intention. I think he'll be a guy who – who moves around. He's your utility guy who will get the job done, and he'll get his at bats. But that's where I'm at with it. I don't think the Angels went and got him just to be the guy who sits at third base or first base or even shortstop. He's a guy who's going to move around. So,
and I think we're all in agreement with that. I like where we're at with that. And you bring up a really good point. Like if Gio Urshela plays 140 games, but you know, starts one game at first base, one game at second base, he gives your shortstop a day off. He gives Rendon a day off. You know, he's playing 4 days a week. He comes in as somewhat of a defensive replacement some days. That's what you want out of a guy. However, they have a guy like that already in David Fletcher who can do that. He can't play first base, obviously. So Urshela's, you know, got that on him. But if needed, David Fletcher can play first or second base, third base, shortstop, and a corner outfield position if you really need him to go there. So, I mean, yes, depth is needed and guys like this are definitely needed. But you got a guy like that already.
I'm going to point that out, though. David has not been healthy and he hasn't been staying healthy. 100%. So this is your backup. You know, if David stays healthy, great. But even then, David's not going to give you some of the power he gives you. David has his own flaws and his own thing. So my point is, you know, you can't count on this roster staying healthy right now because it hasn't. So get a guy who can come help you.
It's a lot of money for a guy who you are hoping to be a replacement for an injured guy. But nevertheless, he will be a serviceable replacement. The interesting thing that I think gets brought up with this, does Rengifo get moved? Does Fletcher become the everyday second baseman, which I know Jared does not want? I would probably be on the same boat with that as well. But does Rengifo become expensive? This is an all-time high for him value-wise, coming off a really, really good year for him. Does he become expendable and possibly bring back a starting shortstop? Or does it bring back another starting pitcher that the Angels need? Does it bring back the left fielder they're needing? There's a bunch of positional needs on this team. It's not like the Angels are sitting here like, oh, we only have one need. Like the Angels have a first base need, they have a shortstop need, they have a left field need, they have starting pitching need, and they have bullpen need, and they just have organizational depth need as well. So it's not like this team is completely set in stone. So does Rengifo become expendable with this?
Well, Jared, does he?
Are the Angels contenders or pretenders? You know, like if the Angels are contenders, why are you trading away a guy that was producing for you last year, right? Like, yes, his value is at arguably a high, right? But I mean, the guy's producing for you. He's not a great defender at second base. He's a slightly above average hitter. You know, 110 WRC plus, I think, is pretty close to what he put up last year. I think Gio Urshela was a 104. David Fletcher, you're looking at, I mean, if you get a 90 WRC plus out of David Fletcher, it's a good season. So at the moment, Luis Rengifo is your best hitting second baseman. Now, is he your best defensive second baseman? Probably not, you know? So
it wasn't bad, though.
No. I mean, debatable. From an error standpoint, if you're a believer in the advanced stats, UZR, defensive run saved, he's not a good second baseman. He's probably one of the worst in the league. And I don't trust putting that at shortstop either, by the way. So if anybody's saying, you know, Luis Rengifo should play shortstop, absolutely not. If he can't play second base, there's no reason to put him at shortstop.
Agreed.
So it just depends on what your view is on Luis Rengifo. I mean, I think it also depends on what the Angels are doing. Are you pretenders? Are you contender? Or are you contenders? You know,
well, it also depends on what they're getting in return for, yes, too. Like, yes, if you're getting a number three starter who's not getting paid at all, I mean, I think that's something to at least look into. If you're getting, you know, a reliever who's getting paid, you know, well more than he should be, then, you know, probably keep Rengifo. If you're getting, you know, a minor leaguer or two that's not really going to help you for multiple years, then, like, let's keep Rengifo. Like, they're, unless somebody's going to blow you away, like, yes, I agree with keeping Rengifo, but, I mean, we still have a bunch of needs on this team. First base is still a need, shortstop, left field, pitching. If we can use Rengifo to get better somewhere else, why not? Especially if we just trade for Urshela. Urshela could play second base every day. Not that you would want that, but it's a possibility. Him and Fletcher could kind of platoon. He could play first base on some days. Like, there are a bunch of options with Urshela coming on the team, but I don't know. That's just an interesting thing that I think could be, because what do you got? You got six infielders right now?
The thing is, too, with that move, potential move. I like it and I don't. I mean, I've been a believer in Mingo for a long time, and that's not a secret. But you make a great point in the fact that he is right now at this moment probably at his peak in terms of value. What was his best year as a pro? And it's not even really close. And if they want to try and get something for him to help make the team better long term, then maybe this is the time. I guess that brings me to this question for both of you. Like, does this deal for Urshela take them out of the sweepstakes for, say, a Correa or a Dansby Swanson? Because if it doesn't, then it's an okay move, and we have potential for things like Renifo moving. If the Angels are intent on putting him at shortstop, which we all hope not, then
I don't think it takes them out, honestly. I think the rumor came out yesterday, or I guess 2 days ago now, that they're looking very hard at Dansby Swanson, which I think everyone was going to throw that out there with the Perry Connect. But I don't think it takes them out of the shortstop. But the interesting thing is I'm still wondering how much money is already going to let Perry spend. Like, that's the biggest question mark that nobody has answered. Everyone continues to say it's going to operate business as usual. Business as usual is $180 million. Are they going to be able to go to $200 million? Are they going to be able to go to $220 million? I know Artie hopefully sells his team by opening day is what it looks like, but is Artie going to okay them going that far? Because that's how far they're going to need to make sure this team is good enough. They can't go to $180 million and say this team's good enough, especially if they go after a big boy like a Bogarts, a Correa, a Turner, even a Swanson. Swanson's going to get paid $20 million. He's still going to get his money. He's going to get $20, $25 million, which, you know, might be a little bit too much for my liking. But if he hits and plays the way he did this year, he's worth $25 million. But I think he, you know, played a little bit better because it's a contract year. So I don't think it takes him out of that, though.
Sure.
I mean, sidebar here, you want to know one good thing about Dansby Swanson. I think I saw a stat today that he's started 411 of the 420 or 415 games at shortstop for the Atlanta Braves. So you're looking for consistency. That's most consistent, one of the most consistent guys you can get out there. It definitely doesn't take him out. Early and often has been the theme here for Perry, you know, the Braves in particular. And he's brought that over to the Angels. So I expect, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if something gets done, you know, here in the next 2 weeks, to be honest, when it comes to a shortstop. And the Angels offseason could be done really quick. Nate brings up another good point. It's like, what do you expect? This is, I said it before and I'm going to say it again, this is like the worst offseason for Artie to sell the team and not to be involved in anything, you know, not us as fans, not to have communication. What's going on. So we don't have the figures quite yet. Obviously Urshela's owed $9 million. So we're probably looking at the Angels being able to spend, what do we say? Another $25 million if we're on Artie terms, right? Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. And we're talking about a big name shortstop being close to, you know, $25-30 million a year. So I don't know. I expect them to be in the sweepstakes for a shortstop here though.
So I'm going to make a prediction. And we started talking about it last time out. But and you guys can call me on it. And I'm okay being wrong. Anybody who knows me on the show knows I'm okay being wrong. I don't like being wrong. Who likes being wrong? I think the Angels are going to go for it. I think they're going to go against the tide. And I think they're going to go for it. And they know they have Ohtani for 1 year. And he's probably gone. I mean, I think he's probably gone. So go for it. Take one last shot. And if you're in July and it's time, it's not working, you fire sell these bad boys out and start fresh with your farm system. So that's my prediction. I think the Angels are going to spend more. I think they're going to break the mold for 1 year and go after it because one, they're desperate. And two, also because the contract reality is just that you got Trout in his 30s now. You got Rendon in his 30s. You got Ohtani in his last year. You have, you know, if you're going to do it, if you're going to go for it and you're trying to sell a team, you want to go out the bang at this point, I think they're going to spend more. I don't think they're going to go too long term on anybody in most cases, unless it's somebody who is you think will be there for a while. But this is just It's just my point of view. They're going to go for it. And if I'm wrong on this, I'm wrong. And I might be, because we talked about it. Artie will spend money, but he won't spend more than what? Nate, say it again. How much?
It's about 180.
He usually won't, but I think this year they will.
I also think, I mean, to put this out there too, I think Parrish job's on the line too with the new ownership coming in. You know, you really got to show. I know Nate's smiling over there saying like, Jared, I told you this a million times, but I mean, the more you think about it, like you bring in new ownership, you want to bring in a whole new crew, you know, whole new cast. I want to see Perry get, his say as much as anybody else does, but with new ownership means new everything, so it'll be really interesting to see what happens and what Perry does here. And, you know, if they can put out, if you really want to break down, what does a successful season look like playoffs. For you? Playoffs, but I mean, playoffs. Find a way to get 85 wins first.
No,
right? I mean,
no, you have two. You have two of the best players in baseball, and you can't make the playoffs. No,
you got to.
You have to make the playoffs. Don't give me 85.
You need to be a step in the right direction. You need to at least take a step in the right direction.
No, you can't go a step in the right direction because Otani's gone. Otani's leaving if you win 85 games and miss the playoffs for the sixth time with him.
I'm with Nate on this.
This is a win of the playoffs or get out. This is make the playoffs or your job's gone.
Within a division right now, you have the Astros sitting there. Okay. But you can compete with Seattle. They're good, but they're competable. Okay. Texas is a mess still. You and Oakland is Oakland. Okay. You never know what you're going to get with them. They may be back quickly. But in the same token, you have players. It's an imbalanced roster. It's what hurt us last year. But you can fix a lot of this in 1 year. There's nothing saying they can't come back next year, win 90, 95 games. If you spend a little more because you have to now, there's nothing saying you can't. I think at this point, another thing to think about, you go out there and you sign these people to these expensive contracts. If Artie's selling the team, those salaries aren't his concern anymore once he sells the team. It's the new owners. Okay. So what if he's on the hook for one season for a bloated payroll? What the heck does he care? He pays it one time, he's out. Okay. So at this point, go for it, because otherwise you're going to lose Otani anyways. Otani's your big guy for you. You love this guy. You want to stick around. Well, if you don't make the effort to win in what would be his last tree there, then why would he want to stay? I think they have to spend. I think they know that. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. We may fit the mold and be wrong on this. But I think if they're going to break it, this is my gut telling me this is the year they do that. And I'm saying that again for the fifth time saying this. I know there's a good chance I'm wrong on this. But my gut's telling me, based on the little things they're doing thus far, they're going to spend.
I don't disagree with any of that either. Except I said this a couple podcasts before. You know, I think this is Artie's last damning wish on the Angels. So,
I mean, if you're buying the team, do you want a team that's been out of the playoffs for the last 7 years? Do you want a team that made it smooth and is now a serious contender again?
How many years in a row have we said they're a serious contender? Last year we said they might be a 90-win team the year before.
But like, I'm not saying that right now, but if they go for it and they're getting ready to sell this team and they do get that 99.5 wins, all of a sudden they're a contender again, and that's the selling point.
Oh yeah, definitely. We'll see what happens.
My last thing is, don't sleep on a trade market for shortstop. I think the Cubs have mentioned a lot that they want to go get a Carlos Correa, Trey Turner, Xander Bogaerts. Nico Horner would not be a bad guy to go get. The Angels possibly could go get him. He can hit anywhere 1-9 in the lineup. He plays pretty good defense. I would not sleep on the trade market for shortstops. Perry has got to stay under his 180, I think. And that's just me personally. I know, Derek, you think they could go towards the 200, which if that's the case, bring it on. Like, go get Correa, go get, Benintendi, all these guys. But if they got to stay around that 180, maybe even go to the 190 mark, look to the trade market. Nico Horner's a guy to go get.
Do you think they have the depth really to start making trades?
Absolutely. Get guys they want? Because you just left two guys off the 40 man. In Jeremiah Jackson and Jordan Adams, who both could be potential trade pieces. not that you're going to get, you know, Nico Horner for just one of those guys, but I think that they're in a position where they can move a couple guys because they do have positional strength in the big leagues. Like, and who knows, maybe Taylor Ward is in the trade. Maybe Luis Rengifo is in the trade. Maybe Jared Walsh is in the trade. It's possible that they use one of their guys that they're not 100% sold on, like a Walsh or a Rengifo, to go get a Nico Horner or another shortstop, Javier Baez or whoever it is. I know Jared loves Javier Baez. So there's a bunch of different options at shortstop. It doesn't have to be the $25 million shortstop.
Jared?
I think Dansby Swanson's an Angel in the next 2 weeks.
Holy crap. He called that straight.
I've been saying it for a while now. I mean, the connections, Perry connections are there. If Atlanta wanted him, they would have extended him. You know, if Dansby wanted, I mean, not that Dansby doesn't want to stay there, you know, but if Dansby really wanted to stay there, I mean, he would have stayed there. Right. I mean, I think he's a Georgia guy or he's a Southern guy anyways, from that area. So why wouldn't he stay there? So I think that he's definitely testing out that free agent market. And, you know, I think, like I said, early and often, I think Dansby Swanson's going to be an Angels jersey.
I just want to lay this out there, though. You know, even if the Menandison connection's there, why at this point does Dansby Swanson want to be an Angel when you look at all this? And I'm okay. I know we're running out of time on this, so I know we have to be quick. If you're a free agent coming over to the AL West, where the Astros just won a World Series and Seattle's on the up and up, why come over and join the Angels just as they've been through all the stuff with Eric Kay and all that stuff? They haven't made the playoffs since the last decade, like 2014, when they haven't made great decisions across the board. What would attract, besides the fact it's Paramanazian, to come over and be an Angel when you're coming over from a team that won 100 plus games last year? A lot of teams are going to want Dansby Swanson.
I don't think that Eric Kay or any of that stuff matters to the players, honestly. Like, I think what they worry about is winning and money, and he's already got his ring. He's going to worry about who's going to pay him the most money. And I mean, if I have to play, you know, 80, 81 games in Southern California and never have to worry about bad weather, and I'm going to get paid $25 million, and I could be getting paid $25 million to play in bad weather in Minnesota or Chicago or, you know, all these places, I think I'd rather just play in Southern California. And knowing I have a chance to play with two of the top three players in Major League Baseball, at least maybe the top two players in Major League Baseball. So I think there are some reasons why people would want to come to Anaheim. It just depends on, hey, do you have a ring already? And are the Angels willing to pay as much as the other teams?
Before I go to Jared, I want to make this point. I'm not just about Eric Kay. I threw him out there, but okay, this is a team whose front office has been a mess for a while, whose development has been a mess for a while, who we've seen injuries across the board. We have the whole blow up with Joe Maddon that now is all public. Okay, we saw the botched trade. There's a whole lot more than just what happened with Eric Kay. This is a franchise which, in my view, does not have a reputation right now for stability. Am I wrong?
No.
So then why would – I mean, that's really what I'm asking. I'm not just talking about Eric Kay, so I apologize for that. Just that singular one, I should have articulated more. But that's my point going to you, Jared. It's not just one thing. It's a lot of things that, to me, if I'm a guy who – and maybe Nate's got this right. If I'm a guy who wants to win and is looking for a stable organization to do that, then maybe the Angels aren't it, so why go? Jared.
New ownership. Yeah, new ownership here. And like, I mean, Nate mentioned it. I mean, $25 million. And I mean, what is he going to get? Six, 7 years, right? So it's job security. You're here for a little while. I mean, there's a handful of things. Southern California, of course, as well.
With high taxes.
Yes, that's always there as well. I mean, but that's in a lot of spots as well. So it's not just it's not just California. 100% it is more so. But yeah, I mean, Angels, and at the end of the day, work with taxes, they all end up giving guys more anyway. So, yeah, Southern California, there's a lot of pluses here. You know, the Angels are in need of a shortstop. You know, they don't have anybody. I know people are going to say Zach Neto, but I mean, when was the last time the Angels produced somebody in the minors? Like, Zach Neto might be that guy, right? But like, Angels don't have anybody waiting to play shortstop. They don't have a top prospect in the system ready to play shortstop next year. So
Dansby Swanson's the first, or whoever they get, if that is, you know, a big name shortstop, is the foreseeable shortstop of the future, you know. So there's a lot of pluses to play in Anaheim, you know, and it's a small market, and it's not a small market. It's not a big media place either. So you're not going to get, you know, crushed by questions. That's why Shohei Ohtani came. That's why Vlad Guerrero came. So that's why the Angels have been able to get some big name players too. Albert Pujols came to Anaheim because the media, I mean, granted money too, but, you know, stay out of the media. So it's a lot of good things.
All right. Closing thoughts, Nate, go.
I want to see a shortstop on this roster within the next 2 weeks. I don't care if it's Dansby Swanson. I know he's my fourth choice out of four of the top four, but hey, if that's who it is, that's who it is. I just want to see a shortstop, a guy who plays shortstop on the roster within the next 2 weeks.
Jared?
That was my final thought. Dansby Swanson, baby.
All right, my final thought. Buckle up. Buckle up, folks. It's time for us to go, but we're not going to be gone long because it is going to be a crazy month as we get closer and closer to the new year. It means winter meetings, it means trades, it means all that jazz. So buckle up. Talking Halos is just getting going. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Talking Halos. Follow Jared at Jared_Timms, Nate Green 34. And I guess you can follow me, even though I don't pay attention much to Twitter anymore, at DC Paula. Make sure you like us on Facebook. Make sure you subscribe. And if you happen to have time, leave those reviews and help us out. In the meantime, it's time for us to go. Have a great one. Happy Thanksgiving if we don't see you before then. But if there's a signing, you'll see us before then. We're out of here.